"I beg your pardon," says Greenaway, who clearly doesn't. "When exactly was this prototype fabricated, then?" Nagemi smiles blandly. "And what are you implying by that?"
"Nothing at all," Nagemi raises his eyebrows. "In 1946? 47?
1947. "Please show it to us, Mr. Greenaway," Case tries again. "And how would you propose to pay, were you to decide to purchase? I'm sorry, but I can't accept a personal check unless I'm acquainted with the buyer."
The Blue Ant Visa, ready in her hand, is withdrawn from the Rickson's pocket and placed on the rectangular blotter-like suede pad atop Greenaway's counter. He peers at it, obviously puzzled by the Egyptianate ant, but then, she guesses, makes out the name of the issuing bank.
"I see. And your credit is adequate for the price of the piece, plus VAT?"
"That's a very insulting question," says Nagemi levelly, but Greenaway ignores him, watching Case.
"Yes, Mr. Greenaway, but I suggest you check now with the issuer." Actually, she isn't entirely sure, but vaguely remembers Big End mentioning that she is authorized to buy automobiles, but not aircraft. Whatever other faults Big End has, she doubts he's prone to exaggeration. Greenaway is looking at them now as though they were in the process of robbing him at gunpoint, assuming that that process would cause him neither fear nor anxiety, just a sort of irritated amazement at their effrontery.
"That won't be necessary," he said. "We'll find out during the authorization process."
"May we see it now, please?"
Nagemi places his fingertips on the counter, as if laying claim to something. Greenaway reaches beneath it, coming up with a gray cardboard box. It is square, perhaps 6 inches on a side, and has two U-shaped wire fasteners that protrude through slots at the edges of the lid. It is probably much older than she is. Greenaway pauses, and she imagines him counting silently. Then he lifts the lid away and puts it to the side. The calculator is cushioned in funereal gray tissue paper. Greenaway reaches into the box, draws it carefully out, and places it on the suede pad. It looks, to Case, very similar to the ones she's seen in Baranov's trunk, though perhaps less finely finished. Nagemi has produced a loop and screws it carefully into his left eye. He leans forward, creaking, and gives the kurta his full and cyclopean attention. She can hear his breath now and the ticking of the dozens of clocks all around her, which before she'd not been aware of.